Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm in a silly mood today, and there's good reason for it because of the person who's sitting next to me. And no, I'm not talking about Benny, although he gets me silly, too.
I just got trumped on silliness, literally.
Yes. My guest today, who I will introduce in a moment, is a dear friend and colleague of mine. And she's actually here in the studio, which is a kick because she actually lives in Colorado. I'm not going to say who she is yet. But first, I'm going to say a good morning to Benny.
Hi.
How are you today?
Doing awesome as usual.
Good. I hear that we both like have kids who had injuries recently.
Yeah, one of my little boys had a little boo-boo that happened earlier this week. He's okay now, but he had a minor little dislocation of the elbow. So it was our first as new parents to the doctors under an emergency situation,
right,
other than a pre-scheduled, I guess, setting, so to speak. But everything's fine now. And it's like nothing ever happened. So
yeah, well, that's great. And, you know, kids are so resilient. And I think one of the hard things to learn as parents is that we can't control everything about them.
Yep.
And things will happen. And my son had an elbow issue as well. He's actually got an avulsion fracture of his elbow. And so, you know, he was arm wrestling somebody who was probably a little too tall, and he was being a little too, you know, determined to beat him. And
too manly.
So it's elbow week, apparently. But yeah. So,
well, I'm glad he's okay too, or at least we're gonna.
Well, he's gonna heal quickly. I'm sure of it. You know, it's
age is on his side.
It's just true. That's absolutely true. And you know, today we're going to be talking about one of my favorite subjects, and that is play. Now, you know, I've been serious much of my life, and one of the things I've discovered is that when I let go of some of the analytic, when I let go of some of the control, when I let go of some of the planning and structure and play, that's when the most divine inspiration comes through. That's when the best creations download. And one of my teachers and partners in this discovery has been Sabrina Fritz. Now, Sabrina is a life coach, an intuitive, a healer, and an author. Let's see, it's called Speaking Your Truth, Volume 3. She's a contributing author in that. And she has been a colleague of mine with the Authenticity Rising for a long time. Now, when you hear her voice, you're going to say deja vu because we've heard her and Christine together before. Welcome, Sabrina Fritz.
Hello, Christine. I'm so excited to be here at the studio. I'm bursting.
I know. And, you know, I was having to, like, go from the realm of play to being serious for just a few moments to do the introduction because we were getting very,
well.
We were getting very, very silly before the show started.
It was like a switch. Wonderful. Like a switch.
She can always tap into the analytical side, that serious side, whenever you need it.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Like when you're going in the emergency room.
Yes, exactly. But you and I live, what, was about 1,000 miles away from each other.
Thankfully, you've never driven it. So.
No, yeah, exactly. It's through mountains and everything.
It's a three-hour flight.
Yeah, so you live in Colorado, up a mountaintop outside of Denver. And, you know, I'm here in Seattle, and we used to travel a lot together and see each other all around the world. And now when we get together, it's because we want to play and we want to create. And you're here for us to do the Authenticity Rising class, but we're going to create it for video. So I'm just, but you know, we're going to have plenty of playtime.
We're going to, well, that's going to be play to me, you know, when we're creating that. It's so much fun.
It is
fun. To help people step into that authenticity and to share something you're passionate about.
I mean,
that is play.
And
but, you know, you might get paid for it, but it's play.
Exactly. And I think that life is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be a playful adventure. And it's not that we're not going to experience things along the way that are difficult, but play is where the action is. And you've been a good teacher for me in that realm. So can you tell me about how you discovered the power of play?
Well, for me, when my life changed dramatically after a rollover accident and I brought in healing work into my life, I was typical corporate America mother, working mother of three, you know, very stressed out and very serious. I was living the life that I was designed to live, the one that I thought I had to live, actually, to be a functioning member of society.
Right.
And there wasn't a lot of playtime. You know, actually, my vacation time continued to build up because even just taking the time away from work seemed like work.
Exactly.
Everything was work. Everything was effort. And after I became a healer and started to see the universe a little bit differently, my world a little bit differently than what I had been seeing it, that's when I took a step back and I noticed the direct correlation between when I had fun, I did something because my heart was wanting to do it and for no other reason, letting go of the mothering guilt for leaving my kids behind to go do something for myself, if it's a yoga class, meditation, whatever it was, I found that I was much more productive and things in my life flowed a lot easier when I took the time out to make sure I was doing something for my personal happiness,
right.
Being selfish.
Yes. And I think a lot of people, particularly women, but it's true of men as well, feel like the responsibilities have to come first. And, you know, there's a certain level of that where it's true. I mean, yes, we have to feed our children. You know, we can't just like put that off for days on end.
They do prefer to be fed and clothed,
yeah,
mostly.
I mean, there are some basic things, but oftentimes we devote so much of our time and energy to the work aspects of our lives that we don't take the time to play, and it actually affects the work aspects of our lives. And like you're saying, it's like things were flowing better when you started to play more, when you started to take time for yourself.
Absolutely, because when you're working, even if you don't find joy in your work, you're showing up, you're doing your duties, you're getting it done, but begrudgingly, without joy. And it doesn't mean that you're a bad employee, but it doesn't mean that you're as productive as you could be. You know, back then, years ago, I was trying to implement things like work from home schedules, flexible schedule, because if we have time to take care of our personal needs, it increases our productivity and our morale. But if we don't take care of those things, yeah, we're like robots. We're cogs in a wheel. We go in, we get our stuff done, but it's nothing to write home about. It's nothing exemplary.
Right. And I think that people often have this, what I think is a misconception, that the amount of time somebody spends on doing something relates to how productive they are, what comes out of the production end, whether it's, you know, you're in a service industry or you're actually, you know, writing or whatever it is you're doing, they think that time equals productivity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the case.
No, not the case at all. In fact, it's time works against you in that scenario where, you know, you're getting things accomplished. But again, it's not anything extraordinary. It's just your basic average type of work.
Right.
And, you know, I bought into that for a long time. And in fact, I even had a point in my life where I was putting in 60 hours a week because I didn't want to be at home because my home life was not good.
Ah, so it was a matter of avoidance. Yes.
Yeah, hide at work.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's a fun place to be. Well, it can be, but you know.
It can be easier than some circumstances. So, you know, that's the thing. You really have to look and honor yourself and what your needs are.
Mm-hmm. And that involves play. And, you know, one of the things, you know, you and I are both mothers and Benny here is a father. And one of the things that we see in children is that play is the natural way that not only do they explore and learn, but also express themselves. And, you know, the play might come in the form of, you know, bouncing on a trampoline or rolling a ball down a hill, playing baseball, whatever it is. But it might also be just exploring, like, how something works, you know? It might be a matter of seeing how that bird's nest is put together, mm-hmm. and or seeing, you know, what happens when you spin a top, you know, and can you spin it upside down? And that exploration is actually very, very expansive, but that's play.
It's play, and they're learning at the same time. Like yeah. you say, they're expanding. And it's so important that we do that, because I think that's why we're here. We're here for the joy of it.
Mm-hmm.
We're not here to prove ourselves worthy, to buy a big house, get a lot of debt, drive the right car, all those things. Although those things could be fun.
Absolutely.
You know, there's nothing wrong with those things at all. But we're here if that brings you joy, those are the things you should be doing, not because it's what you feel like you have to do to be successful in your life.
Right. And you said the W word just a minute ago, you know, to prove ourselves worthy. I think people feel like if they don't do enough for other people, if they don't earn enough money, if they don't work hard enough, then somehow they're not worthy of respect, of love, of acceptance. And it's really quite backwards. We need to see ourselves worthy regardless. It's not a matter of what we produce, how much time and effort we put into things, or what we do for other people. We are, by our nature in our existence alone, worthy.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just the fact that we're alive, that does it right there.
Yeah.
But you're absolutely right. That's, you know, I have someone I love in my family who I'm very near and dear, who has always cared for everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And her health is declining now, and all she can say is, I wish I had more energy so I could help out others. And it's like, you need to help yourself.
Right.
You know, she's never once done anything to care for herself first. She's always put everyone else first. And now her health has declined because of that.
Yeah. Well, when you don't play, it absolutely takes its toll. And when we come back on the Christine Upchurch Show, I'm going to be talking with Sabrina Fritz here more about the power of play. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines a light on what you put into your body. Are you sick and tired of taking all the latest vitamins and herbs that promise to make you feel better and have unlimited energy, but find they don't work? The reason they don't is because no two people are alike. There is not one fix for everyone. To find out how I can help you discover what will work for you, go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelm and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you struggling through difficult times? During these times of change, many of us need tools and support to help us get through. Julie Kleinhans is the host of the hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay and is a world-renowned life coach. Many of us are worrying about what will happen to our jobs, our homes, and to our lives. This is why Julie is offering a 40% discount through January 31st of 2013 to support you and your family through these difficult times. She'll teach you how to use energy tools that will help you relieve the stress and anxiety in your life. Julie is donating the net proceeds to victims of Superstorm Sandy through the organization All Hands Volunteers, a U.S.-based nonprofit dedicated to empowering disaster relief volunteers and rebuilding communities. Please call Julie at 516-639-8042, 516-639-8042, or email julie at mindfocusgeneration.com for more details and to schedule a session.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show. I'm your host, Christine Upchurch, here on Transformation Talk Radio, KKNW, Cable Radio Network, and beyond, WBLQ in the Northeast. And I'm here with Sabrina Fritz, a dear friend, a colleague, and we're trying, and we're like competing to see who can sit taller in the chair because, you know, one of us wants to be taller than the other, and one of us is taller than the other, but I'm not going to say who. We're talking.
Do they still have phone books?
One of us is going to be older than the other, but we're not going to say who. We do share the same birth date, though.
That's true. We do. And we, it is just a few years apart.
You know, we need to play for our birthday together.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Someplace warm and sunny.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Caribbean works.
Because it's February.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Not Seattle.
Not Seattle.
Or Colorado in February. Yeah.
So you're looking for beaches.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Clear water.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Warm water, too.
Mm.
Anyway, we're talking about the power of play, and we've been getting a little silly here. And you know what? It helps, doesn't it? It helps with the flow of life.
It releases stress for me.
Yeah.
Because if I can take the time to play, I get clarity and I get, you know, when you're happy, it's like you're tapping in to the fullness of your being, which then allows you to have all these insights and wonderful ideas to manifest later because you took the time to play
Yes. And
connect with who you are.
And when you were on before, we talked about the creation of Authenticity Rising, how, you know, I had scheduled some time to be in Colorado, not a whole lot of time, and flown out there. And we did all sorts of other things the first day I was there. Throughout the day, we actually never got down to work. And we knew we were creating this mm-hmm. this
serious stuff,
this workshop on authenticity. And yet we watched videos. We went outside. We cooked a nice meal. We hung out with your daughter. I mean, we were just enjoying ourselves. And it was that day when we decided, I think you downloaded, that we were supposed to have our own radio show. And within 2 hours, between the two of us, we had three different connections. People inviting us to come have, you know, host our own shows, connections of people with radio shows. It's kind of like, okay, well, we're being supported here, but let's go outside and play anyway. You know, it's like, okay, let's do that. But we're not going to worry about that now. And then ultimately, the Authenticity Rising process just kind of downloaded to us that evening.
It did. And it was fun. Within a couple hours, we had the entire format for our workshop.
Yeah.
And the steps that you need to step into authenticity at a higher level was right there in front of us. And it was fun and playful. And yes, we had to fine tune it a little bit later on and work out all the details. But the scope of it was right there.
Right. And of course, it went from 8 steps originally when we put it all into all these details. And then eventually we realized we can combine a couple of steps. And we made it down to 5 steps. So we call it Authenticity Rising, 5 fun steps to true empowerment.
Because you have to have fun.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's part of our authentic being, is to have fun.
Yeah.
It really is.
And when you see young children who are really connected to the place from which they came, you know, to source, they just glow. And then when they're not happy, you know, they express it and they let it out. And then they're in that joyful place again, that playful place. And that's where we're meant to be.
Absolutely. And children, they're wonderful master teachers, really. I think we have it backwards that we think that we're supposed to teach them
right
how to live life, when if we would just get quiet enough, they'll teach us. And very powerful. That's what my experience was with, you know, my youngest daughter, where I finally had the opportunity to listen uh-huh. to one of my children. And, you know, kids go from one thing to the next, and then they don't go back, maybe I should still be doing that. You know, they don't have any guilt when they move with the flow of what's calling their attention. They just go with it versus, And they, so letting go of something is very natural. We as adults tend to want to hold on. You know, if we create a project or we do something, well, we've got to hold on to it the way it is. Oh, like this weekend, for example, I came out here. Originally, we were doing the workshop on Saturday.
Right.
But it became very clear to both you and I that we need to record these segments of the workshop so that we can reach more people.
Right. And we've been getting requests. Can you please come to Amsterdam? Can you come up to Canada?
And I'd love to.
Can you come to Chicago, you know, Florida? And yes, that would be fun. However, in the meantime, before we actually, you know, decide to do something like that, we can reach people all over the world with it.
Yes, exactly. And I love that we weren't so attached with the way it was supposed to be.
Right. And we looked at it as information. It's like, you know, things aren't unfolding the way we expected them to. But you know what? We've both been getting information about these video teleseminar series. And it's like, we really wanted to do one. We knew we could reach lots more people that way. And wouldn't it be fun to videotape? And it's like, oh, yeah, that sounds good. And, you know, okay, I'm going to have to get a couple of mics because we're gonna need two mics, you know, instead of just like one with a camera. And, you know, trying to set up some of the details for this kind of fun. But it's going to allow us to take that inspiration that we got to in that place of joy and play and share it with many. And for the people we've reached already with the Authenticity Rising process have already said it's really insightful, really profound shifts for them. So we want to reach as many people as possible.
Absolutely. And we don't want the time, space, reality to get in the way of that because people do have restrictions or limitations, at least in their mind. And yes, as much fun as it would be to be in Amsterdam, because we know plenty of people there that we would have a lot of fun playing with.
And it's a fun city, too.
Absolutely. And it could be just more fun to go on vacation there.
That's true.
And do a book signing or something like that.
Right,
who knows?
Right.
You know, and I love that we can reach people all over the world doing this. And again, it's just because the information, like you said, is showing us the direction. So we can't be attached. When you're in that playful state, the less attachment you have to something, the better off you are.
Absolutely. And I think that in the course of this conversation, I think that people may be finding themselves feeling a little uptight about it, or yeah, it's easy for you to say because blah, blah, blah. I think that you really need to assess your belief. Is life supposed to be hard? Do you have a belief that life is hard, life is difficult, or work is difficult? If you do, then I think you really need to analyze that and find out where did that belief come from? You know, whose voice is that inside my head? Because, you know, as little kids, when you're learning and expanding and contributing in the way that little kids contribute, you don't have
that
belief.
That's not your belief. No. Not at all. And that is, it's just a program thing. And that was my belief at one time. That's the interesting thing. Our beliefs only have power as long as we give them power. You know, so that's, again, something that can switch and change. I know my belief system has changed completely. I don't even know. I'd be hard-pressed to find one belief today that I had 10 years ago.
Right.
You know, it's changed that dramatically. And it's because life is a lot more fun when you're not expecting it to be hard and challenging and stressful and difficult. And, you know, when I left my corporate career because the information was showing me that my heart was saying, you know, you want to go on this healing path. You want to be a practitioner. I was getting messages to do homeschooling for my youngest daughter. You can't really do that when you're working in an office full time.
No, they don't appreciate having little kids around, do they?
Yeah, not very often. You know, occasionally when they're sick, you might be able to bring them in or the babysitter's sick, something like that, but not on a daily basis. And so for me, when the information said to leave my corporate career and I did that, my control freak was starting to get a little freaked out going, okay, now what are you going to do? You know, you just walked away from a salary and these benefits and everything you're supposed to have in your life to be a good mother, you know, good
safe
provider for your family, safe,
yep,
security, and leaving all that behind. And when I did that and I was able to show some gratitude and appreciation for my husband's business and the clients that had come in there, his business ended up tripling, which was never my intention when I left my career. I was going to build my healing practice, and I did that as well, but that nowhere near replaced the income I left behind. But my passion and enthusiasm was there, so that was important. And for me, that's playing. When I'm healing others, I'm playing.
Oh, absolutely.
I get so much from that. I love that. So the universe supported me by allowing my husband's business to triple financially, replacing my income, so I didn't have to have that worry or concern.
Uh-huh.
So thank goodness I didn't have to try to figure it out with my analytical mind. You know,
yeah, it's not something to be controlled.
No, I didn't go on the street corners flipping a sign, mm-hmm. you know, to get people in the doors. You know, it was definitely allowing, being in that playful state and then allowing the universe to show me how it was going to support me.
Right. And I think that, you know, we're talking about a couple of different things. One is incorporating play into our daily lives, you know, in terms of taking time for ourselves, in terms of how we interact with others. But I think there's a whole other aspect of it that relates to work and career, because people think in terms of career being a should, and their direction is something that, you know, is the sensible direction or what's going to bring them the money or whatever. If you don't find your work joyful, at least certain aspects of it, then there's something very out of balance. And it's going to be difficult if you're spending so much of your time doing something that does not bring you joy, does not feel like it gives you this sense of inspiration, a sense of play, then you're not going to be able to get to that place of joy and playfulness as easily, because you're really out of balance with your authenticity.
Absolutely. You're going through the motions of life instead of living life. And that's not fun for anybody. And you know, when we get rid of the should-haves in our life, uh-huh. the shoulds, you know,
uh-huh. right.
And I'll be very careful. When you should all over yourself, it's not a good place to be, because you're constantly criticizing yourself. And yes, we can go into a certain career field. How many people are in their 40s and 50s going, well, I want to change. I want to uh-huh. do something different. More and more people are leaving corporate America. They're feeling this drawn. Or that they're being drawn to leave for some reason, for something more.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's really hard when you've gone to college and you've invested all that time and money and energy into a certain career. But if it's not bringing you joy, you're not living your authentic self.
Yeah.
And you might have the nice house and the nice bank account and all those things, but are you really happy? And that's mm-hmm. what it comes down to. Are you genuinely happy?
Yeah. And I think it's our birthright to be happy.
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
So we're going to take a short break now. More with Sabrina Fritz here on the Christine Upchurch Show when we return. Stay tuned.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing hosts. Incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love. Be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
If you were looking for that one-of-a-kind store, then you should check out one of my favorite places, a wonderful shop called Utopia. At Utopia, you'll find a wide array of beautiful and unique jewelry, home accessories, and gifts made by artisans here in the Northwest at affordable prices. Escape the ordinary and find your way to Utopia in Redmond Town Center, open 7 days a week, and online at utopianorthwest.com. That's utopianorthwest.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Christy Nepchurch Show here on KKNW, AM 1150, WBLQ 1230 AM in the Northeast, Transformation Talk Radio, Cable Radio Network, and who knows where else.
Everywhere you want to be, Christine.
Yes. Oh, in the archives. You may be listening through the archives either on ChristineNepchurch.com or TransformationTalkRadio.com or iTunes. My goodness, there are a lot of things to remember. God help my analytic mind.
I was impressed by all those call letters. I really was.
Who said I got them right? I don't know.
As far as I know, you did.
Okay. Oh, good, good. So we are talking here with Sabrina Fritz. She's the co-creator of the Authenticity Rising process, and she's a life coach, a mentor, a healer, a homeschool mom, and a silly tattooed woman.
Tattooed biker chick.
Yeah. Sabrina, if people want to connect with you, how can they reach you?
Well, all kinds of ways, because I'm not as spread out as Christine is. No, I'm on the archives, too, on Transformation Talk Radio
from our
previous show.
Yes, in our previous life, that is, you know, actually all the way up through January this year.
Still pretty current.
Yeah. Sabrina and I hosted our own radio show together called Authenticity Rising, and we focused on authenticity and had some wonderful guests and lots of fabulous conversations. So please check us out there and iTunes as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can reach me on my personal website at simply-sabrina.com.
So like simply with a little dash in
dash,
there.
You know, if you didn't have the proper English training like I did in Catholic school, the teacher that was like cracking the whip on everything. You can tell I forgot a lot of it. But
speaking of not having a lot of fun, yes.
Yeah. Well, I made it fun, you know. No one ever knew what to expect from me next, which is always fun. But yeah, so simply-sabrina.com. I'm out on Facebook. Sabrina Fritz, just so you know, is spelled a little strangely. It's F-R-I-T-T-S, but I'm very Googleable, so you can go out there and Google me.
Googleable. I like that.
Yes.
You've coined a new term.
There's all kinds of new terms around here to coin.
And we also have a joint website as well, AuthenticityRising.com, where it's got just a little bit of information about Authenticity Rising. And I know that each of us has information about it on our own websites. Mm-hmm. So there are many ways to connect. And, you know, we were talking about the power of play today. And I think that there are things we learn through playing that actually sort of find their way into other parts of our lives. For instance, being in the flow. Now, that's one place that we tend to get when we're really playing and have a good time. We lose sense of time, we're in the moment, and things just sort of flow freely. And when that kind of finds its way into the rest of our lives, it shifts things, doesn't it, Sabrina?
Well, it definitely allows things to flow easier to where you recognize the support that comes in for you from outside sources, from your intuition. Definitely play is one of the best ways to increase your intuitive powers. I can remember when I first quit my corporate career, almost every day I'd go outside and jump on the trampoline for about 15 minutes with my daughter in the sunshine of Colorado on the Rocky Mountain air, you know, and I would just feel so energized and have such wonderful ideas and inspiration of how to accomplish something new.
Mm-hmm.
And it was going to be easy. And it wasn't going to be this hard thing. I didn't have to create a business plan or do all these different things that were a struggle. It was just easy. And so when we can take 15 minutes, just simply 15 minutes, and we're all busy. I mean, I'm still a very busy person.
Right.
For someone who doesn't have a job, I'm really busy, and I don't even know how I worked full-time anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but so even though we're all very busy, taking 15 minutes for yourself, whatever it is that brings you joy, mm-hmm. that's going to increase your productivity exponentially. You'll be able to accomplish so much more with that clear mindset of in the flow energy that you're experiencing.
Yeah. And I find sometimes what I do is I sort of incorporate something that brings me joy during something that's a mundane process. It might be when I'm getting ready in the morning, I'll often turn on music.
That's what I thought.
And, you know, I just so enjoy, you know, listening to certain songs. And I'll, you know, whatever I'm in the mood for, I might like, you know, to hit shuffle and see what, you know, what the randomness or what my support system is bringing to me in terms of the information. And I just sort of let it flow. And if something doesn't feel right, I just skip past it. But there I am, you know, brushing my teeth and putting on my makeup and listening to music. And that puts me in this other state of being in the flow. And so, yeah, I have to schedule a little bit more time to do that, you know, so I might have to get up a little bit earlier. But it actually sort of transforms my entire day because I've incorporated that aspect of sort of that playful being in the flow. And I might start dancing around if I feel like dancing around because it brings me joy. And that just seems to have this, you know, ripple effect on the rest of my day.
And everyone that you come in contact is grateful that you were singing and dancing naked in your bathroom.
I didn't say anything about naked. I didn't.
I know. You know, I had to put it out there. Because if you're going to sing and dance naked, your bathroom's probably the best place to do it. Now, granted, Christine's bathroom's the same size as my master bedroom.
No.
But, you know. You know. So she doesn't get hurt when she does it. I'm bumping up against those walls.
No. I don't trip over the toilet.
And, you know, funny thing is something that's bringing me joy right now. I'm doing a 30-day squat challenge with people out on Facebook.
Okay. I have to know what a squat challenge is.
Well, you know what a squat is, like exercise squats where, you know, when you do it properly and your knees aren't over your toes or anything like that.
I do that in the gym.
Proper squats. And so the 30-day challenge, we started out on day one doing 50 squats, day two, 55, day three, 60, and then day of rest. And so today was my day four, so I did 70 squats this morning while you're singing, dancing naked in your bathroom.
No, let's back this up for a minute, Sabrina. You know what? We're talking about the power of play, and you're talking about squats.
But to me, you know, something that would be something I would normally resent doing, not be inspired to do,
right.
For some reason, I'm being called right now to do this.
And called to squat.
And my glutes are happy about it.
No, it's actually a fabulous exercise. It really is.
It is. And so, you know, you find the things that bring you joy, whatever it is. And, you know, I may make it to day 30. Who knows? But right now I'm having fun.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm just going to keep doing it every day as long as I'm having fun doing it. Not because I have to do it. Not because I'll feel guilty if I don't do it.
Uh-huh.
But because it genuinely is bringing me joy in the moment to do it.
Right. And, you know, that brings up the issue of exercise. I think that that's one of those things, kind of like work, that people think it's not supposed to be any fun. And I've found something that I really, really enjoy doing. It's like you're working on, I work out at CocoFit, and it's like this one weight machine you're on the entire time, you know, after you do your aerobics. And it's got this video thing, and it keeps track of how you're doing and tells you what weights to set everything on, you know, like each exercise at. And so I don't have to think too much. And it's almost like having a little personal trainer. And it's fun. And the people who work there are really nice. And so the energy of it feels good. So it's like, okay, it's fun to do this. But if I have to go, like, you know, play tennis for exercise, it's not something. I know a lot of people like to play tennis. If I'm not on vacation and just, you know, feeling inspired, I don't want to go play tennis to exercise. Or I don't want to have to jog through the neighborhood. It's just not my idea of joy. So I think that we need to find things that do bring us joy in the realm of the things to keep us healthy, you know, the exercise and the food.
Mm-hmm. And that's it. Everyone has their own unique joy meter.
Right.
You know, and that's the thing. What brings me joy isn't necessarily going to bring you joy. Now, there are certain things that we enjoy doing together.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, drinking a margarita.
Absolutely.
Mexican food. You know? Things like that. Watching a good movie.
Right.
You know? But there are other things that we will do separately. It's the same thing with my relationship with my husband. There's some wonderful things that we enjoy doing together.
Uh-huh.
And there's some other wonderful things we enjoy doing individually.
Yes.
And you can't make anyone else see the world through your eyes and expect them to do the same things that bring you joy in order to do it together.
That's a really important point, Sabrina, because I think that oftentimes we, first of all, sometimes we feel like we have to have a partner to have playtime. And that's definitely not true. It's like, you know, we can, if we're really inspired to go see a movie and that sounds like fun play, and we can't find somebody to go to a movie with, then we should go to the movie. Or if they don't want to see the same movie, we should do what it is that inspires us and not worry about what other people are doing.
Yes. Joy is not a competition.
That's true. That's true. But it's not also something
it's
that
not
we can't.
It's a comparison.
Can't, yeah. And we can't force other people to come along. And we shouldn't want to do that, because then it becomes about giving them the shoulds. The, you know, we're shooting on them.
Yeah. People don't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody likes to be shoot on, you know. And, you know, that's the thing. It's like we all get to decide what's appropriate for ourselves.
Right.
And we can't judge others for what they're doing either.
Oh, and, absolutely.
You know, we need to allow them to have their time to do the things that bring them joy.
Right. So if somebody wants to do 70 squats,
have
fun.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, it's not for everybody. For whatever reason, I was just called to do it.
Right.
You know, at this time. Like, I'm not attached to the outcome. I'm not, you know, I'm not ultra competitive and, you know, needing to do more than what's recommended. You know,
right.
Like yesterday on my day of rest, you know, I could have done more squats. Uh-huh. You know, I wasn't sore enough not to, but I was kind of following the plan. And it felt right to just fly to Seattle and spend time with you, you know?
Right.
So that brought me joy.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, we're about to head into another break. But when we return, I want to talk about how play and authenticity are interrelated. And so stay tuned. When we return, we're going to be talking more with Sabrina Fritz on the Christine Upchurch Show.
We are giving birth today. Yes, yes, yes. We're going to ask that you submit a short story to make a difference in someone's life, someone that you care about, someone who could benefit from the care that Wellness One provides. And for that person, Wellness One is going to donate their services, not just to one person, but to several people over time. This decision will be based on the heartfelt sharing of what you write, on what you say that individual needs. They won't be sharing the story with anyone. It will be completely confidential. Dr. Thing, I would love for you to let folks know the best way to submit their story.
Go ahead and send it to my email. It's going to be Dr. Thane's DR, T is Tom, H A I N is Nancy, at Wellness One. That's WellnessOne.net.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special www.dr.tanzania-tips.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW AM 1150, WBLQ 1230, Cable Radio Network, and of course, Transformation Talk Radio. I'm here in studio with not only Benny, but also our guest today, Sabrina Fritz. And Sabrina, we've been talking about play and the power of play and how it shifts our lives so that we can be more productive, so that we can be more inspired and more creative. How does play relate to authenticity?
I feel that play actually allows us to be the person that we are meant to be in this world. And that's the thing. It's like we aren't programmed from an early age. You know, I'm just now getting this story of, you know, I think of all the artistic people out there. And when they're getting ready to graduate from high school, how many parents are like, yes, go to art school?
Oh, yes.
You know, and there was years ago, there was this commercial where for Denver Art Institute where they the father, and I'm seeing a lot of lights flying around us, so we're getting a lot of play from other beings right now. But
either that or Sabrina's losing your mind.
That happens. It's flashback. when the father was like, you know, you need to go get an art degree. You can get a business degree anytime.
Yeah, we discourage our children sometimes from the things that they're inspired to do because they're not sensible.
And it's what they're born to do. If something like that, yeah. Musicians, you know, artists, whatever, if it comes so naturally, that's what they're here to do.
Right.
To make a difference in the world through their creation. And, you know, we want to steer them, go to business school, you know, get a good degree, a good sensible degree. And it's not, you know, I'm grateful for my knowledge in business because it does allow me to play and still get things accomplished in our lives.
Sure.
Absolutely. But when we do take the time to play and really express ourselves, that's who we are. That's our authentic being. So it does go hand in hand.
And we do have a natural tendency to want to play in certain realms. Like I'm watching my 12-year-old, and he started playing guitar when he was, 9 or 10. We had gotten him a little guitar, and he actually was having a hard time learning, so he just sort of set it aside, and the teacher said, not quite yet, not quite yet. And so then he was borrowing his brother's guitar, about 6 months ago, and getting on the internet and watching YouTube videos and teaching himself how to play guitar. It's like, okay, it's time. Mm-hmm. He got a fabulous guitar for Christmas, and now he's taking lessons, and he's just so inspired. And he's like, I really want to get good. I really want to get good. Well, he'll come home from school and sometimes he'll play for 2 hours. And I'm thinking, well, you know, maybe music is going to be that realm within mm-hmm. which he's going to thrive and maybe professionally. Or perhaps it's just, you know, part of him expressing himself at this stage. But it's really fascinating to watch because our children definitely have, you know, a certain proclivity to one kind of play or another.
Absolutely. And the thing is, how many children rush home after school and spend 2 hours doing homework?
Many, many. And most are actually forced to do that before they have any playtime.
They're forced to do it, yeah.
Yes.
Willingly doing it right. Is a different thing. I mean, there might be the exception. There are some children who absolutely love to learn and just continue to take in everything that they can. But that's not that common. And so to be a parent that says, okay, take that time to express yourself and enjoy your creativity, doing something that you love, and then boy, I tell you what, when he gets down to doing the homework, it's probably a little bit easier than if you had forced him to do it right after school.
Right.
You Absolutely. Know, and that was my philosophy in life for many years. You know, let's get everything done and then we can go have fun. And when I had this big epiphany in this life change, my whole philosophy changed to play and have fun. Everything gets done.
And I think that is an important shift in perception that a lot of people are probably going to have a hard time with. Uh-huh. But try it. Try it for a day. Try it in a day when you have a little bit of flexibility, and it'll be amazing to see what unfolds.
Right, because you're still going to have duties and responsibilities, but approaching them from a playful mindset makes all the difference in the world. You know, I can do my laundry begrudgingly,
uh-huh.
and I'll get it done, Or I can do it from a place of relaxation and fitting it in between the things that I'm doing and I'm really enjoying. Uh-huh. And it gets done. And maybe the energy that's in the clothes is even a little bit better. So when my children wear it or my husband wears it and I wear it, it feels better.
Or you don't accidentally put in the red socks with the whites or something, you know, where it actually creates more work.
Right.
Because you've been in that flow.
Exactly. That's yeah. it. Because we get, you know, we get to decide what it is and how we want to experience life. And it's based on our belief systems.
Yeah.
And we can change our belief systems.
And I think there's a real balance between actually sort of shifting your perspective about something and doing it with a different attitude and being honest with yourself about what it is you really feel. I mean, if you're always doing the laundry and you feel like there's some other people in the household who should be doing laundry and you're feeling that resentment, that kind of emotional information is really, really important. So maybe you can't come to this place of feeling playful and relaxed doing laundry because there's something that, that your authentic self is saying needs to be said. There's certain boundaries that need to be drawn.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a real balancing act, but having plenty of playtime and approaching life in a playful way, including with lots of humor, allows us to have that intuitive connection and also that connection to our emotional self, which has so much valid information.
Absolutely. I mean, that's our spirit. When we laughter, oh my gosh, I love to laugh. And
I do
you know,
too.
I have kind of an obnoxious giggle that is always with me. It's like my, you know, obnoxious best friend sometimes.
I don't see it as obnoxious. It's great.
Good. I'm glad you don't. Because I've become self-conscious, you know, sometimes through the years because of it, because it's always been pointed out how I just giggle. But I love to laugh because that's my connection to who I am. That's connecting to source. That's connecting to God.
Yeah. And it's also, I think, I don't know, somehow making light of being in human form. You know, we can be pretty ridiculous at times. And life in this realm can be pretty silly. I mean, absurd at times. And yeah, there's a lot of heaviness as well. But even, gosh, there are even things. I remember when I had both my parents passing away 16 days apart from each other back in 2011. You know, it was a difficult time in some ways. And yet there were some things that my brothers and I just ended up laughing hysterically about. You know, we'd come across some possession, you know, I don't know. I think my mother saved like probably 20 pairs of insteps for her shoes. And it's like, why? Why, oh, why did the Depression era woman want to save these things? You know, just let's throw them out, you know. And at one point, there was a couch that was in really bad shape. And my brother, he just decided, I'm going to break this apart. And he basically, with a screwdriver and the force of his body, you know, basically jumping on it, he tore it into pieces and put it in a dumpster. And it's like, he had a great time.
Oh, that's a
you
lot
know?
Of fun.
It was a lot of fun. So even within the context of something that's difficult, you mm-hmm. can find humor.
Yes. And don't your departed loved ones want you to experience joy?
Absolutely.
Especially when they leave the physical form and they have the broader perspective of really seeing what life is about. Nobody's on their deathbed going, I wish I spent more time at the office.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, nobody.
Right. However, there are people who I think who get to the end of their lives or even just to middle age and say, you know what? There's more work that I want to do, but it's not the work of the like the shoulds, but rather the work of our soul level yearning. Mm-hmm. And that's that place that we get to get connected to through play that's really important to listen to.
Right, absolutely. And you know, there is a lot of things going on in the world that causes people to feel a lot of stress and overwhelmed, hopelessness and helplessness, and
right.
many times. And you know, it's not to make light of those sad situations, but if you just go out and do something that brings you joy, watch a funny movie, a comedy, something like that, it lightens the load. And I can tell you, if your programming coming into your home is feeding you that information regularly, it's going to be more challenging for you to find joy in your life.
Absolutely. And that's really the purpose of play, is to find that place of joy and inspiration.
Yes, absolutely. Always. And when we do that, we are of service to others. We are helping humanity.
Right. Well, with that wonderful thought, it's just about time to close out the show. Can you remind us again of your website, Sabrina?
It's simply-sabrina.com and also authenticityrising.com. You'll find me and Christine together.
Yes. And you can also find out information about Authenticity Rising on my website, which is stellarreflections.com. You can also get to it via christineupchurch.com. Thank you so much for joining me here in the studio for Playtime, Sabrina.
I know, this was fun. I might have to come back next week.
Oh, yeah. Sounds good. Sounds good. Thank you for joining us here today. And I hope you come and play with me again next week, Fridays at 11 a.m. Be well.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.stellarreflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe? Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24-7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive. Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.